The Insult of Graduation, or Hackers Are Philosophers Too. No one knows errors better than computer people, and in their haste to grasp the world, it was not room for improvement that they saw. It was a simple parade of errors. Even great philosophers are surprised, as they are still pondering the death of all the gods and such. Hackers just get right to it. An error is an error. Call it what it is. More than errors, hackers think in entire integrated systems, networks of things within and without. In what we call a nation, they see odd borders and plenty of misunderstandings. They see unnecessary communication problems. But they also see potential, where we see unmovable things. To paraphrase an old text file, they have no nationality, no race, no skin color. They are above all these strange little boxes, and they never look down. But above all, the hacker is a display of the profound power of self-education. In contrast to standardized education, each hacker is an unlimited superpower. They know no bounds. They have no limits, no borders. And if ever challenged by something, they will peel whatever it is down to its very atoms and comprehend it. Hackers are not limited to the computer world. They are everywhere and into everything. But the computer world has the advantage of creating things with code out of thin air, out of mere ideas. And the distance between those creations and a small business that ends all the worries about poverty is almost zero. While there will never be a definition of what a hacker exactly is, know that they are the creatives that tear down the borders first. I suspect just because they travel far and their journey is always at an upwards angle, they are aware of the noble call to greatness. By instinct alone, they may know that the higher they rise, the less growing all the way up they have left. But they bother not with status, nor with milestones or accomplishment. There may not be time for that in life. Or to quote another poet, they care not for triumph or disaster, seeing both as an imposter. And one of the greatest lessons that we can learn from them is that real education is permanent and unending.